You are in an interesting time because it is a time that is asking you to do things that seem to be conflicting. One is to give up control in many ways that you might have thought you had it before. There's the giving up, and then there is the adding to, which is how are we with how we want to be in a new way, in what is open to us that is asking us to shape it and make it good and make it different. So in a funny way, you are both on-taking and off-hauling at the same time, which can be a bit confusing when you are in a body. So we want to congratulate you for making both of those things all right. We do want to take a moment and talk about emotions. In feminine law, emotions are teachers. That is what the emotions are there for, to be teachers. And so we want to avoid the extremes. We want to avoid saying, I felt an emotion coming on and I am going to suppress it or shoot it or do something to it. That's one end. The other end is, I'm going to dump my emotion all over everyone in the world and I do not care how that feels to them. That's the other end. So the mother talks about the middle road, and the emphasis is on teaching. This means when teaching is involved, what must be eliminated is judgment. Because when you are learning about something, if you add judgment to what you are doing, you will never be able to learn what it is you need to learn. That will send you to fear or to some kind of restrictive place that will not allow you to lovingly look at what you are feeling. Now, we're going to begin this by saying emotion, not right, not wrong, neither. Simply an aspect of your being. And when you get that part down, you actually are doing very, very well with this lesson. Because if I do not need to distort an emotion, or to hurt or kill an emotion, or to throw an emotion at someone else, then I can simply say, emotion, you are on my learning screen. What is it that you are teaching me? Now, this is where you have to be very careful, because we move to judgment so quickly. So let us take one of the difficult emotions, and that is anger. Let us say that anger comes up and does not pass through smoothly. You understand the nature of emotions is that they pass through. When they pass through, we simply get the lesson and let it go. When the emotion does not pass through, that is the time to say, what are you trying to tell me? Now, here's what we want to avoid. We want to avoid justifying, because we do not need to. We do not really want to judge the volume of the emotion, which is the thing we really love to do. How often have you said in your life, you should not be feeling so much, so strongly? All of that must go, because you cannot possibly learn about your emotion if you are telling your emotion that it is not the way that it should be. So if we can take a deep breath and back away from that and look at the emotion, but now here is the thing. If we move the right, wrong, if we move the good, bad, if we move the too much, too little, if we remove all of that, then we simply have the emotion and what it is teaching us. You may not approve of the emotion. You cannot afford that either, because it simply is. Once again, emotions are only problematic when they are not allowed to flow through, because then, much like water, if they are trapped like water, bad things tend to come up in them. If they are water and we can look at it, learn, and let it go, we will be fine. But let us say that anger comes up. And let us say that anger has been there for quite a while. We are going to mention the lesson last week because it is still so very important here. So here is the anger that will not go. How long am I going to hold on to this with my will? What do I believe has to happen before I do let it go? And we referred to last week because it talked about this. But now we move to the next step, which is, what is it telling me? Let's say I am absolutely going to approve of whatever it tells me, because whatever it tells me is information. And that is all that it is. It is information. So here is the anger. And how am I going to go at it? How about speaking to the emotion as though it were another, and say, I feel you. What are you telling me? Now, there is what we call, although this is not the best term for it, but justified anger. For instance, when you see a child being abused, that is justified anger. And so we would never judge that feeling, because we understand that is a good response to something that is hurting someone. But now, what we want to say to that emotion is, speak to me about the part of me that is still hurting. And sometimes we forget to do that part. Of course, there is anger when something is wrong. But in truth, once we have registered that, as a rule, the anger moves through. And hopefully then we move to appropriate action. But sometimes it's the emotion stays. And when the emotion stays, it is because it is resonating in us with some old experience or some old belief or some old judgment. And if that is the truth, then we want to know what that might be. So if the anger will not simply say, I am here because this is wrong and now I'm going so you can make your choices. If it stays, then it may be resonating with a part of you. And so I would ask my anger that. Does the way I am feeling now, is it resonant with some part of me, some experience of mine that might be old? Now, here is the peculiar thing, and you will think this is perhaps odd, but even that question will bring up for you the old wound or the old hurt, whatever it is, so that you can see the relationship between the feeling you are having now and the feeling that you had before. And sometimes the two of them will literally line up so you can see them both. When that is the case, you want to take loving kindness immediately to the emotion from the past. You want to go to the child you were or to the situation where hurt happened, and you want to pour loving kindness over it as though it were, what would we say, a spiritual aloe vera. But again, not to change it because it is a thing that happened, but to put so much love in that place where you were first hurt that you begin to fill with the love, and the love displaces the hurt. It is a very beautiful power when you learn to do it. And when you are able to do that and feel that love back in time sometimes, but certainly now, the way you understand yourself and the way you send loving kindness to whatever has been hurt, then what you will find is you actually will have released the anger in the present moment about something else that is completely different from what happened to you or what you felt. Then you will feel it begin to move through you and go away. And you are left then with all of your skills and all of your will and all of your wisdom to say, oh, okay, that is gone. Is there a thing in this situation where I want to give my energy? Then you will choose that, or choose not to do that, or choose the amount of energy that you are using to go into this anger, if anger is what it is. We want to point out something that's very important spiritually, and that is, if you do not make the distinction between your old wound and the present anger, even when you are trying to do something good about the anger, you may well bring your old wound into this anger that is happening now. And that will not help your old wound. And it could very well confuse the energy of the anger and the situation that you are dealing with now. These are times when Channel has often said we need a spiritual blackboard, because this can sound a bit confusing. But let us use one other example, and we are trying to stay with the emotions which you do not approve of, because we understand how difficult that is. So let us look at jealousy. So here is a situation where what you feel is jealousy. You feel the upset that goes with jealousy. The important thing here is to clean up everything around it. Do not judge it. Do not judge yourself for having it. Do not do any of that. But simply know that there has been a situation where this jealousy has appeared as an emotion. And if you can take a deep breath and look at that jealousy compassionately, then you want to say to the jealousy, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? The jealousy might be telling you about a belief that you have. You want to be particularly careful around the patriarchal beliefs when jealousy is what you are feeling. The nature of the patriarchal structure is that you are climbing the ladder, and the higher you climb, the less you are troubled by emotions at all, particularly unacceptable emotions. So if you need to rout out one of the old patriarchal beliefs, this is a good time to do it. What you are telling me, jealousy, is that I am caught on that patriarchal belief that says I should be in comparison, in competition, in judgment of myself, and I need to take that belief and begin to clean it up. I even know that it is not true, but I'm going to have to clean that up. And then, once again, to check yourself to see where there might have been jealousy in the past that was painful for you. And go to that jealousy with what you know now, with the light and the love and the wisdom that you have now. Send that back into the wound so that it can begin to loosen. And so often, when you have acted in these two ways, you will find that the jealousy will then release. You understand, we are not looking for perfection here. We are looking for movement. If ever any of you have lived in a time when the ability to flex, the ability to flow is important, this is that time. So we want to keep this in mind as emotions present themselves, because under feminine spiritual law, they are all your teachers. They are not intended to hurt you. They are intended to show you where loving kindness is needed inside of you, old, new, how, where more is needed, not where punishment is needed and not where judgment is needed, but where loving kindness needs to move into your, sometimes your memories, sometimes old pain, sometimes parts of you that are unforgiven. All of that needs more loving kindness, and that is what we want to send. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply. Inhale freedom. Exhale burden. Feel a warm rain falling and washing away the world, washing away uncertainty, washing away worry. Feel it fall away from your body and your energy. Give it to the rain. Feel the earth send up a cleansing energy, and let the cleansing energy wash your root center and wash it free of anything that may have caught with an old belief about your powerless to create. Feel all of that loosened, and let the root center become strong again, and remember that it knows how to create your life. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center, and let the cleansing energy wash away judgment, wash away shame, wash away perfectionism, wash away the things that not only do not serve you, but keep you from loving your life. And see the beautiful waterfall in your second center that helps you feel and release everything that happens. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy begin to release and displace the emotions that do not serve you. Send love into that center so it can move out easily and on love, not on judgment. Let the cleansing energy water your heart center, the beauty in your heart center. And see how beautiful the garden in your heart is, how it grows, the vibrant colors, the life, everything that is uniquely you, nourished, supported. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat center. And let the cleansing energy remove from your throat center the words that make you small, the words that make you wrong, the words that make you not enough. Feel all of that leaving your communication center so that what you say to yourself, you say with the knowledge of your own sacred nature and the knowledge that you are enough. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye and wash the third eye clean and clear, and let it be able to intuit all that you need to know for your own life, all that you need to know about the world. Feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and let it open the crown widely. And see the ball of golden light that the universe has sent for you. Feel that ball of light become liquid and pour into your body, touching and healing, balancing and nurturing. And when the golden light flows into your heart, allow yourself to know how loved you truly are. And as the gold moves through your trunk, feel the healing in every part of your body as well as your energy body. Feel it strengthen your spine and wash away the burden from your shoulders. Feel your arms and hands. Feel your legs and your feet. And here you are, whole again, as you were created, as you are intended to be. And let the loving kindness flow to your past, to anything you might still be carrying, and feel any difficulty from the past melting in the love that you are sending it, and that the universe is sending it as well. Bring your attention into your heart center. Look at your garden. Find the place where water flows and drink the water and refresh your spirit. Now see a path in your heart that leads upward. But you walk that upward path with no effort. Simply let your spirit rise. And find that you are walking through a place and walking through soft curtains. And every step you take forward, those curtains blow away anything you do not wish to take forward with you. So, as you walk through each set of curtains, you become lighter. Easier. Higher. Now see that you have come to a place where a column of light is before you. And know that inside of that column is the love that can completely fill you and free you. And letting go of your doubts, step into that column of light. Where there's pain, there's love. Where there's confusion, there's light. And all through you is the embrace of the energy that created you and continues to create you every day. Feel the complete approval that that energy sends through you. And let your head release any thoughts that would make you doubtful or any less than you truly are. Feel all of that move away from you. And breathe until you are filled with that light and that love. Now, as you step out of that energy, taking it with you, see that there is a table in front of you, and the universe has prepared a gift for you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. Now walk back through your garden and know how welcome you always are here, how cared for and loved and protected. And begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.